Mike Gesicki finally gave the camp report something to write down, and it was a touchdown. In Thursday's joint practice against the Bears, a full starters-on-starters session, he caught a red zone scoring throw from Joe Burrow per Jeff Hobson at the team's site. The same session produced the week's other Gesicki data point. A Burrow pass bounced off his fingertips and became an interception, per Hobson. One touchdown and one deflection is a fair miniature of the Gesicki proposition, a genuine receiving tight end whose looks are real but not plentiful in an offense built around two star receivers. He also delivered the week's most quoted teammate observation on Ja'Marr Chase declining Player of the Day honors over a drop. "I respect that," followed by the sharper point that, when we feed Ja'Marr, someone else becomes open. Gesicki being one of the someones, per Hobson. The other development this week is the one our June preview specifically flagged, and it cuts the other way. Arik Aull Jr., back from the knee injury that had kept him off the field, started Saturday's 27-9 win over the Bears, per the team's recap, his first game action, in a game the veteran starters sat. Gesicki did not appear in the game coverage, and Tanner Hudson caught a 6-yard touchdown in it. June's read was that tight end targets are sticky but capped for Gesicki, with Noah Fant's departure as the small tailwind and Aull's return as the one real threat to his snaps. This was the week the threat became a participant. What to watch? How the tight end room, Gesicki, Aull, Hudson, plus the rookies, survives the cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and whether Aull's workload keeps growing in the finale. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.